the proper documentation required some of them to visit their polling place twice. That was the case for many casting their ballot at the Illini Union today. U of I senior Jerry Brady had to go back to his apartment for more paperwork in order to prove his campus area address.
It was kind of a pain in the butt because we had to go back and like print off like some stuff and like find our old bills and stuff. But once we got them, like the whole process went real fast. But they should have been, like, we just wish we were more well-informed about that.
Brady says he and a friend were initially turned away when they presented a voter registration card and ID. Poll watcher and Champaign County Board Member Alan Kurtz says students can no longer bring in their lease to verify their address. The change in requirements by the county clerk meant that literally hundreds of student voters either had to fill out provisional ballots or go home to retrieve either a bank record or utility bill confirming the address. Otherwise, students say the voting process took about 15 minutes. Many say the presidential race was their main motivation for getting to the polls, leaving ovals blank in some local races that they were unfamiliar with. Thousands of people formed long lines at polling sites across Indiana today for the last chance to cast a vote in the cast a ballot in the state's historic election season. Voters lined up an hour before polls opened in Indiana cities, including Hammond and Bloomington, and larger precincts reported waits of up to 2 hours throughout the day despite record early voting. Elections officials and watchdog groups say they're pleased overall with the voting process. Only sporadic problems were reported, including poll workers who didn't show up, machine and power glitches, and voters going to the wrong sites. Even Lake County, Indiana, seems to be going smoothly despite a late vote tally in the May primary and a dispute over early voting. Polls in Indiana close at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Hundreds of people are lining up outside Chicago's Grant Park for a Barack Obama rally. Some are desperate for tickets to the evening event that Obama supporters hope will become a victory celebration. Terry McLean of Seattle is wearing a two-sided placard and holding an Obama action figure. She's pleading for someone with a ticket to take her as their guest. Chicago Mayor Richard Daley told reporters nearby the evening will be emotional. And vendor Chris Sharp is doing brisk business selling Obama rally towels. He says they get around a rule barring heavy signs. He jokes that they can also double as a John McCain crying towel. An envelope containing a CD with a sticker reading anthrax sample and a biohazard sign over what appeared to be a sugar packet was mailed to the Indianapolis Star newspaper. The mailing prompted a lockdown at the downtown office of Indiana's largest newspaper for more than 2 hours last night while police and health officials investigated the envelope. Indiana State Department of Health Hazardous Materials Manager Jeff Larmore says initial tests for radioactivity and for toxic materials were negative. It's 4:33.
Support for WILL comes from Commerce Bank. A friend to business for more than 143 years, their mission continues to be a dependable leader providing a safe place for deposits. Commerce remains a friend during challenging times. Commerce Bank.
And now with a look at weather, here's Mike Sola.
Well, Jim, we're 4 for 4 so far. That's 4 days in November, 70-degree-plus high temperatures. Today, it looks like we topped out again at 72 degrees. So it's been 71, 73, 72, and 72. We're still shooting for that elusive 75-degree temperature, and we could hit that tomorrow. In fact, last year, the warmest day in November was only 69 degrees, and tomorrow's high temperature, again, forecast to be 75 degrees, would only be one away from the record high of 76 set in 1975. Now, following that warm spell, we have a cold front that will be pushing in, bringing cloud cover for tomorrow night and showers and thunderstorms for Thursday. We don't look for widespread severe storms, but there may be a few storms that produce some gusty winds on Thursday, mainly from mid-morning through early evening. The high temperature on Thursday dropping back to the upper 60s, 67 degrees, but it'll be a big fall off from there. The high temperature on Friday, only 51 degrees, which sounds pretty cool compared to the last couple days and tomorrow, but it's only a degree below the average high temperature for Friday. Right now, we have temperatures across the area that remain in the upper 60s and lower 70s across the area. The warmest temperature across the two state areas, Harrisburg and Southern Illinois, at 75 degrees, and the coolest, and not that cool considering, again, November 4th, it's Fort Wayne at 66 degrees. For the two-state area tonight, mostly clear. Lows between 45 in the south and 55 in northwestern Illinois. Mostly sunny tomorrow. Highs between 70 and 77. For Champaign-Urbana, clear with a low of 49 tonight. Mostly sunny tomorrow. Again, that high temperature around 75 degrees. Then clouds increase tomorrow night, the low 54. It's 4:35. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. If you have always been chubby or too skinny or prone to certain diseases, who gets the blame? Well, often it's mom and dad. We blame our genes. But as NPR's Robert Krulwich is about to explain, we have inside our guts a second set of genes that come from other, much tinier sources.
I heard about some mice at Dr. Jeffrey Gordon's lab in St. Louis who eat and eat and eat and
they
eat.
Can-